Once, Mother Teresa of Kolkata, she put up her right hand and she said, "The gospel is written on your fingers. The gospel is written on your five fingers," she said. And she put up each finger and said, "You did it to me. You did it to me. Jesus, when he comes to judge, the last judgment, he will see those who were standing at his right and say to those people these five words, 'You did it to me.'" And she said, these five fingers during the last judgment will accuse you, or these five fingers will excuse you. So if you are good and doing right, this will excuse you. And if you don't, this will accuse you. And she said, it is not the fingers, the gospel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's reading is a really challenging for every one of us, because today's gospel mainly calls us to put God first, calls us to love the Lord our God first, give priority to our Lord, not our family, not our friends, not our dear, our near ones. So how can we love the Lord? You know, whatever we have, everything is a blessing of God. We can only, one thing we can do it back, or we can return it back, that is gratitude. We can be thankful to God, but how can we put, or how can we love the Lord our God? What are the ways that we can love the Lord? You know, we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15, where Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. So this is what God has been urging from the beginning of when God chose his people. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God before me. So love the Lord your God first. It was not that easy for those chosen people of Israel, because often, very often, they went away from the commandment. They were not able to love the Lord. It is obvious, you know, when these people were taken to the promised land on the way, God wanted to have, you know, or give the Ten Commandments. So Moses went up to the mountain, but these people, they forgot about the God who brought them or bringing them to the promised land. They made a golden calf and started to worship. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God before me, God said. But you see, it is a challenging. It is a challenging for every one of us. What is the golden calf for us in this modern world? Can be our family. Can be our children. You know, instead of putting God first, we put our families. Today, in the gospel, Jesus says, if you put your children or mother or father first, you are not worthy of me. It doesn't mean that he tells us to hate, because the other next commandment will never go alone. Love your neighbor. That commandment will never go alone. It always goes with the love of God. So this is the one way that we can love the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandment. And the second, we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24, where Jesus says, if you want to follow me, take up your cross daily and follow me. So, these two things, keeping the commandments and taking up the cross, these are the two important ways that we can love God. And when we love God, we will keep these two commandments. And when we keep these two commandments, automatically we go into the second commandment of Jesus, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So Jesus says in today's gospel, if you give a cup of water to your little ones, you will not go without receiving a reward. So he calls us to love him, and through which we love everyone, not only our family members, but everyone or our family. You know, taking up the cross, the second thing that we have seen in loving God, is not also that easy. In the ancient Palestine, the cross had been a terrible, you know, cross had a terrible meaning. Crucifixion was horrible way of execution of the people, and that crucifixion was, you know, reserved only for the people, those who were non-Roman citizens. So this crucifixion was given to the worst criminals in the society. But Jesus today, you know, he calls to take up the cross. It's, you know, Jesus was telling them, take up the cross. They had a different understanding about the cross. It's a horrible one, only given to, you know, worst criminal. But Jesus comes and tells to his disciples, take up the cross. Is it acceptable? Or could the people accept this? Take up the cross if you want to follow me. So, yet, you know, this is the way. This is the way of Christ. That's why we call Jesus is a radical man. This is the way of the cross, because the cross stands for unconditional forgiveness of those who call us enemies. The total emptying of ourselves by giving up our needs, what we prefer most. You know, God emptied himself and he came among us because he loved us. He wanted us to be with him. So he emptied himself. Same way, If we want to love God, we need to empty oneself. That means we need to deny oneself to take up the cross and follow Him. So He calls us to take up the cross, which was not easy, or which was really a strange thing for Jewish people and the Palestine in those days. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a challenge, invitation to all of us in this modern world. If we really want to love the Lord, we need to keep His commandment. We need to take up the cross daily, by which we offer ourselves for the others, for those people who are around us. So through which we love others, through which we love our enemies, through which we bring everyone to the kingdom of God. So let us ask God today to grant us strength that we may love the Lord by keeping His commandment and by taking up His cross. For that, let us pray. Amen.